listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. It's been revealed the man behind the tragic stabbing attacks in Sydney's Bondi Junction was known to both New South Wales and Queensland police. Six people were killed on Saturday, with eight still in hospital, including a baby. Premier Roger Cook says it does provide WA with a chance to take stock of our police monitoring systems.
Now, we have a state security investigation unit which monitors people that are perhaps suspected or concerned to the police in relation to their behaviour. That unit continues with its work.
A northern woman has been charged for making a statement creating false belief or threat of danger. The 45-year-old allegedly told the police assistance centre a family member had threatened her with a shotgun at a Somerville home on April 1st. Police undertook a priority response, arresting a man who was later released after no firearms were found. There's been a jump in pet surrenders across the state. RSPCA WA reporting a 44% surge in people giving up their pets since the beginning of the year, with most due to the cost of living crisis. The group's Louise Rowe has this advice for those struggling financially.
Don't leave it too late to reach out for help. You can always ask family and friends. If it's vet care, then lots of practices offer payment plans. At the RSPCA, we also hold community action days, a month, offering free food and also other free help for your pets.
In sport, the at-home crowds weren't enough to get the Goldfields Giants over the line at the weekend. Both the men and women's team going down to the Joondalup Wolves on Saturday. The men finishing up with a final score of 94-84, while the women recorded 78-43 points. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.